Good evening, everyone. This is the first day of February. Wow. Moving along here, aren't we? 2023. This is your Freedom Club USA and BioRenew Creator Call. And to get started, we'd like to start with our grounding exercise. And I'm Tom, your founder and co-host here. We have Lois with us. So, Lois, why don't you take it away?
Thank you, Tom. What we will do first is the correction for a reversal. And for those of you who don't know, a reversal you may have actually seen with people when they're walking, they may put their right foot forward and their right hand goes with it. Where when you walk normally, it's your right hand, your right leg and your left hand going forward. And this is the correction for when you are in reversal. Take your right elbow and either touch or go toward your left knee. Now take your left elbow and either touch or go toward your right knee. And we will do each of those two more times. So right to left, left to right, right to left, and left to right. And if you are doing muscle testing, that is something you really want to make sure is that you are not reversed, because you will get wrong answers if you are doing muscle testing when you are reversed. Now I would like everyone to take a few swallows of water. And we will be doing a grounding exercise. You should not be driving a car, operating any equipment, be in a nice quiet location, no TV, no radio, and you will have your eyes closed. You can be sitting, lying down. The important part is to be in a comfortable position where you can relax. And close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth. And accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator. With heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. I turn the call back to you.
Okay, give me about another minute here and keep our folks entertained, if you would.
Okay. I will talk a little bit more about when you are reversed. It is something that if you are muscle testing yourself, you always start with a question or a statement that you know the answer to, such as today is Wednesday. And if you are muscle testing that and you get a no for an answer, that means you are reversed. So you would do that correction for a reversal. And then when you would make that statement again, today is Wednesday, you should get a very strong answer. So it is really important to make sure that you are not reversed. And I would always follow that with making sure that you are grounded. And that was the grounding exercise that we just did. In fact, you may want to ground yourself first and then do the correction for the reversal. Both of those are very important for you to be on a right path, to be on a good path. It's when you are reversed, many times you don't know it. You may see people if they're at a stadium and they're doing the Star-Spangled Banner and they want to put their hand over their heart. If you see people putting their left hand on the right side of their body, that is also an indication that they're reversed.
Okay. Well said. Thank you. All right, we're ready to start here. This is our Creator call, and we're pleased you could join us tonight. Creator has, in the past, done a number of things for us, and I'll enlighten you as the call goes on here to some of the progress that's been made of late. But just understand that Creator will be looking for what is most beneficial for each of you who are present here on the call, and will address those issues to give you that energy or correction that perhaps you weren't even aware of. So a lot of things are and can happen on these calls, and everyone's going to be unique, a little different. So I will introduce Creator now, and we'll start our session. And as this is occurring, I will be chatting here and bringing you up to date on a few things, so let's get started. Over the last 7 or so years, I've been working with with Lois and Creator to the tune of, it's over 33,000 sessions we've done. Now, a session might be one person. For example, when an elite member has an issue, they email us, as many of you are, elite members, and we find things, okay, and correct them and send you a response. We've been doing that for a long time. The beginnings of all this, of course, started with QE, as you might recall. We've been doing that for many years, and then it evolved to the balloon exercise. And then a little over a year ago, Creator gave me a nudge, and we came up with the processes we call the Elite Program. There are 6 of them, and many or perhaps most of you have done all of those already. And there's some key elements in there that you may have not even realized, but, for example, the average person you see on the street or family members who have not gone through the processes are disconnected from their higher self. And they've been there that way all their lives. But with the process as part of built into the processes, step 1 is to reconnect you to your higher self. And you might say, well, how is that important or why? Well, if you don't have that communication, you are like listening on the telephone, but the wire's cut. So you don't really have any communication with your higher self to guide you. Your higher self will always do things that are for your highest and best and guide you in that direction. So without that inner voice or inner nudge, you are making less than optimal choices. And we see that all around us, don't we? We see a whole world full of people making less than optimal choices. So this connection is very important. And then the grounding exercise that you went through with Lois here is vital to get you in a receptive mode. Let me do something right now to ensure that all of us are where we need to be. Just give me a moment. There we are. So now you're all grounded in your heart space. Your heart's fully open. And you are ready to accept and receive Creator's healing. And I do that a couple times usually during the call because we have late visitors at times and we don't want them to miss out. So the club started off on a financial journey back 18 years ago, you might recall. But we've learned a lot more since then, haven't we? It wasn't just the corrupt financial system, it was politics that are corrupt. We learned about we're a corporation, not a sovereign country as we thought we were, same with Canada and much of the world got fooled. We learned about Big Pharma and all the horror stories that go on there. In fact, came to light here recently with COVID, did it not? And we discovered COVID right from the beginning was fake. Wasn't true. There is no such thing as a COVID virus from Wuhan, China, or anywhere. What they did was ran 5G energies at 90 gigahertz and it shut down people's immune system in that city. And, yeah, people got sick. Some died. And they did it in other cities. Oh, look, it's spreading. And so the games began, the con. We also have learned more recently, and there's a wonderful video out there on Earth News that explains the main ingredient in the COVID jab. There's a lot of nasty things in there. In fact, if you read the insert, there's maybe 20, 30 types of ailments that it can produce, in fact, does produce, would be a better way to say it. But the key ingredient they don't tell you is in there is venom. Yeah, venom. Like your cobra venom or your rattlesnake venom, and there's a whole host of them. Some are water, being snails and so forth. That's how they kill their prey. They bite them, but then they become paralyzed, for example, have a heart attack, basically, or all sorts of things. And those are the exact symptoms that are being reported. So venom, there's a limited number of snakes and such that you can extract it from, I suppose. So therefore, they came up with an artificial way to produce venom. Very, very potent. In fact, you'll find it in some of your prescriptions for high blood pressure and so forth in those drugs. There's certain amounts of venom in there. Very, very toxic. And you say, well, in small doses, maybe it's a good thing. No. It's like fluoride. Well, I'll just take a little bit of it and I only calcify part of my pineal gland, my third eye. Well, no, that's not the way to live life, is it? So that cobra or venom, and there's many, many types. There's a couple dozen, I think, different types of very poisonous animals or critters or what have you, snakes. Interestingly, I was wondering why nature would provide so many entities that are dangerous. you know, it's kind of puzzling. Why would we have those on the planet? Then I went back to my original thought here. When we came into duality some 13,000 years ago, we got the game began as to explore what's the opposite of Creator's light and love and healing. And, well, just the thought alone created it. After 199 positive paradigms of light and love, let's do something different because we're not really growing at the rate we should be. When things are soft and easy and you can do whatever with your mind, there isn't a lot of incentive to push the boundaries and grow. So they were looking for, at that time, a way to perhaps enhance the experience of life and grow. Not having ever experienced darkness, this was a new adventure. Not even Creator had ever experienced the opposite of himself. He's Creator is truly loving, the most loving being you could imagine. Never does harm. But since the cat got out of the bag, so to speak, and we have this darkness out there, let's observe it. Let's watch it. Let's see if we can learn from it. So as it progressed, being the opposite of Creator, even though it's dark and evil, doesn't mean it's stupid. It had great intelligence, only using it for harm. So even though it was kind of an oops, how this all began, it was allowed to proceed, and let's again observe and learn. One of the things that wasn't observed was that the dark created a basis. It said for us to manipulate and harm, we have to be able to control humans. Now, these are invisible entities that have arisen out of the darkness, entities, essences, energies of all sorts. You don't see them with your naked eye, but Lois and I can find them with our third eye, our pineal. So back to the origins of all of this. One of the first tricks they did was said, okay, humanity, we got such a deal for you, in so many words. And we have this process where we can enhance your experience in this new paradigm. Come on down. And about 40% of the ancestors who were there at the time said, okay. Now remember, all they ever knew was light, light and love, light and love. So it's pretty easy to con somebody when they have no idea they're being conned because they've never had that experience. And about 40% agreed, and they were put through a process. Instead of an enhancement, it was a downgrade to these earth carbon-based bodies that we have today, which were now easy to manipulate by the dark. That was their goal. The remainder of the folks said, something just doesn't feel right here. So we're going to get the heck out of here, and we're going to go to inner earth, away from this darkness that they sensed. And earth, think of it as a huge basketball with a thick skin of about 800 miles thick. And halfway through there is the gravitational belt, such that beings on the outside are pulled in toward the center of the earth. Beings on the inside are pulled outward, okay, toward the shell. They have their own sun, and the opening, one of the major opening, is at the North Pole. And some years ago, I posted a video of a cosmonaut taking a video as it was flying, the spacecraft was flying over the North Pole. And it was quite a dramatic view, and you could hear sounds coming out of it and light from the inner sun. That light reflecting off the atmosphere, of course, it creates what we call the northern lights. If you've been in the north for a while, you may have seen them. Well, that's your explanation where they came from. So they became the Agarthans and lived in the high vibrations outside of the reach of darkness and were happy and content. But those on the outside, us, our ancestry, we took a licking and have been all our lives, all the many lives since then, precipitating wars, evil, all the problems we see today. So that's how this duality game began. And bring you fast forward now, about 7 years ago, we'd been doing QE, and we had said balloon exercise, and one day I asked the question, where does disease come from? We were successful with QE to release emotional issues all the way back to birth or even in the womb. But why do they stay with us all that time? Why do they stay with us a whole lifetime and cause us stress, diseases, anguish, all kinds of things? And the answer, when you ask the right questions, the answers often just pop right up. And the answer was, well, there's another force, another elements, we don't see them, but this force is, of course, we call darkness. That's interesting. Then we found out there's entities, essences, energies of all sorts, different varieties, but numbers were astronomical. We've never seen numbers that big. Huge amounts have been just waiting for a place to find a home, and that home would be you or your home or electronics, anything electrical they love. They get the energy from it. And so we began on a journey from that point. Well, we can, they're out there, let's see if we can find them and get rid of them. And indeed, we learned through my indirect connection at that time with Creator, through Saint Germain, I was given tools to find these, as well as I do, and then find about them the elements that are important. In other words, they may be rather complex. They might have layers and layers and layers of different controllers, masterminds, overseers, and so on. We've seen as many as 7 layers deep. And then you've got your minions at the bottom doing the dirty work. So if you just take out the bottom layer, you're not going to take care of the problem because they could be regenerated perhaps by some of these others. So it was very important for us to look deep and wide to be sure we encompassed all that we were seeing, all the effects we were seeing, and all the players, so we could turn it over then to Creator, since Creator does not see darkness. That sometimes puzzles people, but Creator, think of the Earth, and then all around it are bad layers and layers and layers of darkness, keeping us the prison planet. And Creator being on the outside, so to speak, needs eyes and ears on the inside, and that's Lois and myself. And we see these things, find the particular remedy that would be appropriate. And in the beginning, there was about 4. Today, we've got about 34 or so different remedies, and sometimes we find new ones that we have to use all the time. So we come up with the right ones intuitively that are appropriate and provided to Creator, and resolution comes. And I'm greatly oversimplifying, but it's sometimes a very tedious and lengthy process when we're doing things on a that affect, you say, all of humanity or beyond. It's not always easy either when we're doing an individual, because they too can have complex things messing with them. So it's been a school for us to learn, and a school for you to be awakened as to what really drives the world. So the discovery of that there is an esoteric world that's infused into this world, as well as the etheric or the good, esoteric being the bad, So there's our duality. Now, are there good or bad people on the planet today? Most people would say, of course. We see this person's doing nice things, this person doing very ugly things. And we all have our favorite villains out there we've gotten to know. But are there really bad people? Or are they simply infused with elements of these dark aspects? And that, in fact, is the case. So we're all born in, we'll say, impurity. But even while you're being born, even in the womb, if the mother is having going through a stress of any sort, the child in her womb will feel that too. So you may even come into the planet with some stress of some sort or another because your mother went through this process. Not just what she eats becomes part of you. If she's a drug addict, the child is often born as a drug addict too. But for the esoteric world, her hurts, feelings, emotions, and such do translate right into the womb, and we enter the world not quite as pure as we hope, but still, we didn't come in as being evil. We came in with some gunk, perhaps, maybe very little, or none. And then we come into life, and we have all kinds of experiences, don't we? We have experiences from mother, from father, who have hurt you in some way. Maybe unintentionally, sometimes intentionally, but nonetheless, that's where it all began. Then we had our siblings, and we had our friends in the neighborhood, the schools, and so forth. So we were experiencing all sorts of things, and a lot of it was ugly, and a lot of it was good. So we are experiencing both. So there's your duality. And we have found every disease known to man. We always have fancy names for them, right? The medical society provides those to us. Well, you got diabetes. Well, you have a disturbance in your pancreas that's not allowing the pancreas to manage the blood sugar as it should. You don't have diabetes, you've got what I just mentioned. And there comes diabetes also is related to an emotional anger and bitterness, for example. Well, we clear out the anger and bitterness, and sometimes that's enough to resolve the blood sugar problem, but not always, or not fully. And that puzzled us until we discovered, the reason you retained that hurt and wound from 2 years old or 8 years old all the way to adulthood is because when there is a trauma, there's an opening in your psychic field so that the dark can enter and find a home somewhere in your body. Depending on the emotion you feel will drive it into a certain part of your body. Anger-related items such as the pancreas, your lower organs, your kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, for example, pancreas, those are anger-related. The heart relates to sorrow. Okay, you'll have heart problems if you're experiencing sorrow from that event. And fear, once you open a whole lot of places throughout your body. So those are your three major emotions, anger, fear, sorrow. But there's subparts of those as well. And we got pretty good at finding what those emotions were and how it precipitated dis-ease. And emotional hurt, emotional, physical disturbances, mental, emotional, and spiritual disconnect. And remember, all this time, we're still disconnected from our higher self. So we don't have that guidance. And what the dark like to do is keep you away from your, let's say, your inner self by blocking your access to your heart. Now we're talking about your spiritual heart. And many of us don't even have a spiritual heart. If you were conceived with your parents having a loving moment at that time, you will receive a spiritual heart. However, many times during conception, there wasn't love. It was whatever, something less than love, and the child is born without a spiritual heart. No fault of the child. And I'm not faulting the parents. I'm saying there was discord of some sort, created by darkness, of course, that had infused in that body, messing with them emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. So therefore, it's difficult to have a pure, loving moment. So Creator has accommodated that recently by providing an etheric heart. An etheric heart as your substitute. So if you were born without a spiritual heart, you have been given an etheric heart. Now, whether you have a spiritual or etheric heart really doesn't matter. You still need to access it or connect to it to live through your heart. Your heart is your center for truth. When you access your heart and make a decision from your heart, it will be in your highest and best, at least of available choices that you're aware of. There might be better ones you haven't been exposed to yet, but of the ones available, you will make the better choice. When you're blocked from your heart and you're not using your heart, you make poor decisions. Take a look at your life. You know, I say, gee, I wish I had done this instead of that. It would have been, you know, better, whatever it would be. And we've made hundreds and thousands of choices on that basis. When you're not in your heart, you're using your ego. Now, the ego always wants to be in charge, wants to do or make the decisions, but it's not connected to your heart, so your ego will make choices that, again, are not necessarily beneficial. So one of the processes of the six that Creator provided to us here a year and a half ago or so is the ego cleanse. Now, if you look at the ego level up to seven, or zero would be no ego, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The further up you go, the stronger the ego is, you will find the most heinous people in history fall in those categories. The Hitlers, the Stalins, the Hillarys, and the George Bushes Sr., and so forth. You know, pick your favorite. So the ego, when it takes grand control of you, will do some horrendous things. So the ego, of course, is infused and run by, again, darkness to one degree or another. So Creator provided step six of the six plans, ego cleanse. And many of you have done that and drops it down to a zero. So you're not giving control anymore to your ego. It's there in a positive way. When you hear a good joke, you laugh. That's ego. So there is a positive side to ego, but when it takes control, it is now induced by darkness. So as we went through life, we started learning, didn't we? We started learning, well, what is this place, this earth? What's its purpose? What's this paradigm all about? We had 199 where it was about pure light and love, and we could manifest everything we needed. So work wasn't needed. He lived on light. He didn't have to eat or consume anything. So it was kind of a playground. And unfortunately, that was also where we didn't have the responsibility to keep pressing and expanding our knowledge and wisdom, the purpose for this paradigm. Had no idea how it would go, because no one had ever experienced darkness. Some parameters were set up way at the beginning that, okay, dark, you must get permission to mess with or interface with beings, human beings. Okay, you have to get their permission before you can offer your your wares, so to speak. Well, dark being what they are, never listen to rules or follow rules. They make up their own. They say, nah, we don't like that. So they put around those rules their own framework all around it and said, okay, we're in charge. We'll make the rules. And the rules are, there are no rules. We'll invade anybody anytime for any reason, just for fun, for kicks and giggles, or for a particular purpose. The way you got into this game on Earth was when you incarnated, you had a mission statement you needed to create. Why am I here? And most created something similar to this. Well, I want to experience both light and darkness in a real-world experience so I could learn from that, grow from that. And that's pretty much similar to most people's mission statement, very, very much in a positive vein, but not having knowing how ugly it could get, we probably would have said, I don't think I want to come. Get me out of here. But who knew? So we all came in with a positive intent, but dark being what they are can also alter that, and did. You might recall about a year or so ago, Creator took out 1% of what was about 70 million of the darkest beings on the planet because they had gone so far dark they could not be resurrected back to light. And they were causing harm. That includes folks like, you know, Hillary, Pelosi, Bush Sr., well, he was executed by the government, but nonetheless, most of your congresspeople back, remember, on January 20th, fences around D.C., all these folks were arrested. Well, the vast, vast majority were in that category of being dark. You know, somebody said the Pelosi's and so forth, and like Newsom out in California, the governor, and Rothschilds, not that they were in D.C., but this was a worldwide event. Rockefellers, Warburgs, the Queen of England, and on it goes. All the people who were controlling by darkness large masses of our society. A lot of them were in the medical industry or big pharma as well. So they were extracted, extinguished, perished. So when I checked, their mission statements of 99.9% of all those who were in that group, those 70 million, 99.9% of all of them had their mission statement altered shortly after birth to do things such as to be controlling of other people, no matter what. You have to seek control or money and power over others, something of that nature. So that's how darkness works. It can't come forth physically and do anything, but it can invade someone, manipulate their, in this case, their mission statement, so that they have a propensity, without them even knowing it, to be greed, power, control at any cost. Okay, whoever you have to kill or manipulate or steal from, that's just fine. Just so you get to a power position. And that's how we find so many people on the planet have been in the power position are dark. Beyond that, there's a few folks of small numbers whose mission statement was also altered. Not necessarily to be evil or to do evil, but to experience pain and suffering and struggle for your whole life. Wow. And we found a couple of those recently and have reverted it back to their original mission. But at that time, they have already experienced 40, 50 or so years of struggle, endless struggle. Now, we've all had our share of it, but some had more, and that explains why their life was so hard. soul creator can turn that back to the original mission that they had intended, and then they can, you know, proceed now with a different view of the world, and the world starts cooperating with them in a more positive way. And that's not going to be an overnight moment, but it'll be progressive, and it'll get better and better. So our mission statement is a critical piece. It's kind of our inner guide. So as we moved along in this game, the dark found new and creative ways to bring harm. Again, when there's a trauma, stumble and fall, or mommy yells at you, or daddy smacks you, or whatever the deal was, the dog bites you, those are all traumas. And that's an opening, again, instantly for the dark to invade you. Then they're on you, in you, around you, sometimes remotely they manipulate you, or a combination. And later in life, we would call that a disease. If it, like the pancreas, if it manipulates or limits the functionality of that, you're going to have blood sugar problems, and it'll develop into likely diabetes. If it's anger and bitterness, it might also go to the joints. And later in life, you're going to have joint problems, what they call it, arthritis of some sort, right? If you experience huge amounts of sorrow, well, that's going to go to the heart, and you're going to have heart problems. Okay, you're starting to see why we have so many ailments today is because the darkness has infused itself and affected us on a physical level. It also, through the ego, well, if you're not cleansed, will manipulate you to make poor choices. That also complicates things. And then we have the emotional memories that haunt us of all these horrible things that happened in our lives. QE was wonderful to release those in the balloon exercise, but also by going through the cleansing with the seven or the six steps, those are addressed as well. And it's a much more efficient way. You might have 50, 75,000 traumas, or a decillion traumas is more common. And there's probably more than that, but we deal with the one decillion at a time, cleansing the individual, because any more with that would be overwhelming. But Lois says, I think she has the record now of how many we had done in one session. Do you recall, Lois, how many that was? You had a trauma one that was a pretty hefty number.
I forgot how many decillion.
Yeah, it was maybe 100 or something, 100 decillion or whatever, a huge number. But we could handle that because of the work we do. We have more protections and abilities to process these things. But the average person, that would be way, way overwhelming. So we take it at a step at a time, and that's why things also are also reoccurring. Maybe we got cleaned up, took care of all this, but then tomorrow the dark is still looking for a new person to invade, and if they find you have an opening, here they come. They might come back. So we've been continually cleaning people up, but again, we've made huge improvements in the process because now only a small number are there versus a huge number. There are also, what else do we have here on the seven steps here that we clean up the traumas?
Contracts.
Yeah, there we go. Contracts. Thank you.
And along with contracts, we do agreements.
Yeah. And you say, what do you mean, contracts? Well, you contracted with the dark unknowingly, not at the conscious level. Again, they have a trickery. a tricky way to manipulate you. And they'll contract with you. For example, they'll say, well, you know, hey, buddy, I got a deal for you. One of those kinds of deals, right? And I'll give you this. I'll give you, like Hillary, for example, I'll give you all kinds of power and tools to be successful in the power game. Oh, they're not ethical, but that doesn't bother you, does it? And in turn, the dark wants something, they'll be controlling you. That's what they want. They want you to use these tools they give you so that you do harm on their behalf. I chose Hillary because, you know, we could have chosen anyone, but she's an easy target, I suppose. And as some call her, Killary. Right? Her dad was number two man in the Chicago Mafia, or maybe still is, but she's gone now at this point, but as well as all the dark ones. But however, she used her tools in rather ruthless ways, as did Hitler, right? On a much larger scale, or Stalin. Or today we could look at the COVID folks who engineered this COVID nonsense, and look how many people they intended to kill, like 80-90% of the entire planet. So darkness has no bounds, and they manipulated not just the Faucis and the Bill Gates, but the people who did this gain-of-function research so that they could find and add their venom and all kinds of other nasty things in these shots, and they all vary a little bit. So they have, driven by the darkness within them, have done some horrendously horrible things. And we see people falling over with a heart attack, going into spasms. They find things growing in their blood that were huge clots, and they use the anti-clotting medicine, and it doesn't even touch it because it is not a normal clot. And then adding mercury in with some aluminum in the body, those two combine, and they've also produced these stringy things in your blood. It's pretty ugly. And it goes on and on. So to create that monster, you know, that's the depth of darkness. I just want to show you how everything we're blaming someone for isn't the someone we should be blaming. We should be blaming the darkness that infused in them. And we don't blame. We simply find them and eradicate them. And we've been doing that, punching holes in the darkness for 7 years. I said, well, over 33,000 sessions now. Sometimes there were big chunks, big the roots, if you will, of darkness taken out in one swoop. Sometimes it's, small little piece here and there, but they all add up. And that brings us forward to our current situation a few days ago, actually. I wondered, why is it we can find these dark elements, but we don't seem to be always getting all of it, or not as much done as we would have anticipated or would have liked. And sometimes it's very difficult. We might have to go find 15, 20, 30 things in one session with someone, and then have 10 or 15 or more remedies. Those have to be all intuited. That's a lot of work. Now, I wondered, is there something more here? And, again, asking better questions is a wonderful thing because you can then explore and find the intuition for us has worked very well to bring forth our answers. And so I was asking that question about a week ago now, or almost a week, and said, well, duality, we see love, the opposite of love is not hate, but it's actually fear. Fear. So I thought, well, is that the root of darkness? In other words, we're always looking for, where's the silver bullet that we could just take that out and everything else would just be gone, right? All the darkness. And we hit a lot of things along the journey that we thought might be that big one. And they were big, but not all-inclusive. And we've done a whole lot of things to go out and mop up this kind of segments or those kinds of segments. And, but of course, the dark being what they are, they diversified and very cleverly hid themselves. They can hide in different ways so you can't see them or put blockers in front of us so we can't find them. But we learned that and how to remove those and get the job done. But it still puzzled me, where did this all begin at the beginning? Hi there, Richard. Hi now. Here
you are. Hi there.
How long have I been out of touch with you guys?
A little before, well, it would have been close to 9 o'clock my time, and it's 10 to 10 my time now.
Hmm.
But I have kept Richard, the line open, so everyone was here.
Richard, are you... were you in the same thing? Has been.
Yeah, it's been. Yeah, probably half hour, 45 minutes anyway. Lois just came in and carried on. Well, I was curious as to you talked last night about removing the four pillars of the duality, and I just wondered if you had an update on that.
About a week ago, we discovered the shadow, the main one.
Right.
And then in the days following, we found there's a shadow involved in every time there's a dark attack. In fact, the darkness cannot exist unless it has a shadow linked to it. So if for one shadow, there might be a dozen or 100 or 1,000 nasties. So by going at it from the shadow vantage point, it's much more efficient, as you would guess. So we've been doing a cleanup on that basis. And then a couple of days ago, last night? All blurs together. We came across the foundation of duality, the pillars. And there's not four. I don't know where that number came from. But and we attacked, took them out. And then, in fact, the entire duality is now in the throes of collapse. And so we'll see in the next few days how that will affect everything. But that's all good. So we are making huge strides here in the last week or two. But it's been progressively.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Progressively increasing. And it was still necessary to do what we do, you know, do the pop shots and taking out chunks here and there and popping holes in the darkness everywhere, taking out roots, and those were all essential so that we could finally get rid of all the gunk and on top of it and find the root. And we have indeed found that. And that is now being extinguished. So, wow, sorry you guys missed all that update. We'll see what's on the recording. I have no idea what will be out there, but if you weren't hearing me, I doubt the recording was hearing me either.
No, I was coming in about every 10 minutes just to have people take a deep breath in like we normally do, just to make sure for those people on cell phones that they wouldn't get cut off as often.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Lois is a good trooper.
Yeah, she sure is. Well, no idea what had happened here, but I tell when I check the recording later, we'll see how much of that is out there. It probably zonked out at the time you guys lost audio. So we'll see.
You made good progress with the pillars then.
Yeah, those are in collapse, and duality is in collapse, so that's huge. Plus the source of the shadow, we took that out just days ago. So we've got some very interesting things going on. So we'll see.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah, it's only been 7 years to get here. Well, it's, let's see if anybody else here has a call or comment. Again, I apologize for whatever did happen here. But thanks for checking in with us, Richard, and may you...
Oh, you're so welcome. You be blessed.
Yes, hand up is who? Who has joined us?
Karen.
Oh, there we are. Hi, Sharon. How can we help you?
Karen?
It's Karen, not Sharon.
Oh, Karen. I'm so sorry. Karen, go ahead.
That is me. Okay. First, I wanted to send my love and light to you and Lois. I need to get signed up for the club. I've been doing the calls since the 2nd of November, and I've been on this trail for a long, long time, digging up information, learning on it, all the different social media and everything. So I need to get signed up in my... You know, I've put it off because I'm on disability, and so I need to do the hardship, I understand.
Are you currently a member?
No, I've got to sign up.
Yeah, you can do that, and there's a senior, I'm presuming you're in a senior status?
I'm... Yeah, I'm about to turn 57, but I've been on disability for a long time, and
well, there's a,
I'm not
when
doing
you sign
very
up,
well.
When you sign up for a membership, there's two choices. One is the full membership, or the, I'll call it normal membership, and then there's one for seniors, which is a big discount, and you can choose that path. And then from there, once you're a member, then we can discuss some other options for you. But you must first be a member, and then we can work
okay,
on the situation.
All righty. Do I send you an email? Because I looked for a contact number so that I could just call you. And
well, it has to be done, online. You have web access, I presume? You've been to our site?
Yes, I've been on the site. You know, yeah. Looking it over for quite a while. I'm pretty advanced already in my spiritual development.
Did you sign up
I'm
for
sorry.
The newsletter? Newsletter, did you sign
up? No, I need to do that.
Yeah, and when you do, and you can do that, just go down the left column, you'll see newsletter sign up, real simple.
Okay.
And then also while you're on the site, if you click on right on the main page, it says click here for FCUSA newsletter. It'll take you to a page. Maybe you've seen it. And we've got about a year's worth of newsletters out there. So just read the most current one. But if you scroll down in there, it'll give you the specific instructions how to sign up. You'll have the links in there to become a member in the various steps.
Okay,
just go through the newsletter. It'll be there. We don't have, you know, phone support necessarily for that, but if you go there first, you know, and you know, it's pretty self-explanatory, but if you get stuck, there's a toll-free number you can call during certain hours that is also part of that newsletter, and if you are, you know, but if you figure it out on your own, great, sounds like you can do that.
Yeah, I've gone.
I'll show you all the various steps and, you know, what it becomes, what it is to become an elite member and the six steps that Creator has provided for the cleanup.
Yeah.
And we'll get you.
I really need some entity removal.
Yeah, everybody does. There's no
one. Yeah.
The dark has escaped. No one's escaped from there. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to interrupt you. I'm just so excited, you know, I guess I'm a starseed, because I've been waking people up for, you know, these 3 years, this pandemic, just really activated something in me, and I've always been very highly intuitive. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of work on my own and stuff, but yeah, I need the entity removal, and I want you and Lois and the foundation, you know, to get your money. You know, I do need help. I need financial help really bad, and health wise, I'm not doing real good. So,
well,
I understand
what to do.
We want to receive money. Then I can pay you.
Yeah, we'll get into that once you're a member. Just to that first step, and again, go to the newsletter, sign up, and then go to the newsletter you'll find on the site, and read it from top to bottom, and you will have all the steps there that where to start, and you know what'll be available when you are ready for the other steps.
Okay.
And then you once you're a member, you'll have access then to other pages on the site as well that are blocked and only for members. So that'll you know, advance your learning as well. You know, you can join the calls on Monday. Monday is our VIP member call, and then once you're a lead member, that's on a Tuesday every other week. So
Monday.
Yeah, we're glad you found us and glad you're learning along the way, and sounds like you're well on your way here.
It's the auto thing. You sound very much like my uncle. Your voice, I mean, there's something in your voice that sounds just like my mama's brother. I loved him dearly. So you remind me a lot of him. You're very kind, and you've got a timbre in your voice that is very much like his.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your being here tonight, and wish you the very best. May you be blessed.
Oh, thank you, and you also. And I'm going to get on that now. I've just, you know, just been looking around and learning so much for these 3 years, and going within and coming back into my own and really reconnecting. And so, you know, I want to get on with the business of living in love and light and joy. So,
absolutely. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you as our newest member.
Thank you.
And may you be blessed.
And may you be blessed.
Okay, anyone else have a comment, a question? Again, bummer that we didn't get the whole call. I'll see how the recording did, but I suspect that may not be on the recording either. But I'll post what is there, and we'll do the best we can. All right, any other last calls? If not, we'll wrap it up. It's getting very late here. And let's get back to all right, let's get back to Lois. What's your wrap-up, Lois?
There is much going on, so make sure you do stay hydrated every day.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll get the call posted, what there is of it, and within about an hour of the call here, and hopefully there'll be something out there that'd be beneficial for us, and we'll find out what we can do to get Grader's info to you. If there's a way, we'll find it. All right, well, let's call it a night here then, and may you all be blessed. Good night.